We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. This is NFL Sunday with Jermaine Wiggins, Andy Hart, and Mark James. Broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston. NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. With Wiggy, Hart, and James on WEEI.
Hour number two, NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, coming to you live from the Best Yet Studio in Brighton. Mark James, Jermaine Wiggins, Andy Hart here with you. We'll be here with you till 2:30, till they take it up to the pregame. Wiggy dipping out a little early, but
I got kids.
Those pro athletes kind of write their own schedule.
Yeah, you and Fourier.
Yeah, it was NFL Sunday all year long with me, Fourier, and Rich Keefe, but now I'm here with Andy Hart.
That's true.
That's true.
Pro athletes and Rich Keefe write their own schedule,
yes.
Apparently.
Well, no. Christian Fourier and Rich Keefe write their own schedule.
I got you on that one. Before we'll get to the Brady talk, the number is 617-779-7937. Jimmy Garoppolo in his first injury-free full season as starting quarterback is headed to the Super Bowl. Now, a lot of people will say that it's not because of him, it's in spite of him. There is a lot of Jimmy G hate out there. And listen, I understand that last week when you throw eight passes, you only get six of eight passes and you run the ball. You know, one of the running backs is averaging 9 yards per carry last week in Mostert. You didn't have to do a whole hell of a lot. But why is there such a negative backlash against Jimmy G that people are doubting his skills and talent where, you know, I understand where last week, you didn't have to do much. Fair enough. But I'm not saying this guy's Russell Wilson. He's certainly not Tom Brady or Drew Brees or, you know, Patrick Mahomes. But he's pretty good. And if you look at his stats this year in the NFL, like, he was 12th in the league in passer rating. I mean, he's not actually higher than that in passer rating. Why is there just this, hey, he was 8th actually in the league in passer rating. Why is there this sort of Jimmy G hatred going around?
I think it's the either or. And we talked about Bledsoe Brady earlier. Back in that day, there were just heated debates and you couldn't root for both of them. You couldn't. It was like you had to draw a line in the sand. I'm a Brady guy or I'm a Bledsoe guy. Nope, Bledsoe got injured. You don't lose your job. Or Bledsoe sucked. This is the way to get away from him. I'm a Brady guy. And now it's the same thing.
But
if you're a
Brady
person, your panties are all in a bunch. Jimmy can't possibly be good. Jimmy's riding coattails and doing this.
Well,
it's either or.
Don't you think with Jimmy, right, he's a good quarterback, right? Let's say.
I think that's proven that he's a good quarterback.
Right. He's a good quarterback, but he really hasn't had to show much with this 49ers team.
Right.
So he hasn't been the guy that you go, okay, Jimmy G can win the big ones going out there and throwing the ball all over the field like we've seen Brady do before, or we've seen like an Aaron Rodgers or
Drew Brees. Seen Brady do everything. We've seen those guys over 20 years.
Right.
We've seen Garoppolo over 25 starts or whatever the number is.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. The thing with Garoppolo is he got so much hype in the beginning.
Right.
Where now it's like he got hype like he was a franchise quarterback that you can have and throw the football all over the place with. But now he's just a passenger. And he's not a, when you say passenger of the 49ers, he's not even riding shotgun. He's like more in the back seat, maybe in the middle.
The third row? No leg room?
Yeah, he might be like there. Because when you look at it, I think that's where he is. And you're like, but he got so much hype to being a...
And not only hype.
Cash.
Right. And when that contract is like, whoa, what's he done?
So when he went there, you're like, oh, man. And then they do well. And it's like, well, he's in the back. He's in the third row.
Right.
You know?
But I also, So I read Chris Gasper's column yesterday, today, sort of talking about Jimmy's been a passenger, basically what you're saying.
Right.
That he had a couple good games. Now, he had a very good game against New Orleans.
Yeah, and we all know that game.
We all know that one game here or there in the NFL changes things. If you're not the number one seed,
shootout game.
I don't know if you're in the Super Bowl, right? You lose that number one seed.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you're the five seed. You're playing wild. You're probably not in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? So we know that that's a game where he had to step up. That's a gut check game. Mm-hmm. And he did what he needed to do. I would also
say. He also did on the road in Seattle on Sunday night.
Yes. I mean, he's done it. And now people dismiss the Cardinals games because the Cardinals stink and the defense and all that. But then there was this implication, and I hear this, that like Shanahan is covering up for him. I heard Brian Barrett say it last hour, and he used Kurt Warner quotes. You know, the Chiefs want to make Jimmy beat him. Of course they do. It's football 101.
Right.
Take away the run, and not teams that are averaging 300 yards rushing. Right. Everybody, take away the run, make the quarterback beat you. Because when you throw the ball, bad things can happen.
Right, but also when you're the number two ranked team in the league and rushing the football, I think San Francisco was. Like,
yes.
They're
not doing that to cover up for their quarterback. They're doing that because they can.
Right,
if you can run the ball, you run the ball.
But they're not winning consistently because of their quarterback.
No, one is. But they're also not avoiding their quarterback. That's my point. And I read that in the Boston.
When you look on the other side.
Shanahan's covering up for his quarterback. He's so scary.
When you look at the other side, you look at Patrick Mahomes and you go, okay, he's a major reason on why. Where there are people saying they could have won the NFC Championship with pretty much any quarterback.
Listen, this is exactly
and that's a fact.
This is what the article says, is that there's an excerpt from the article. Garoppolo is basically a QB cake topper. He adds to the presentation, but he's not one of the main ingredients. The 49ers defense has allowed the fewest points, 15, and yards per game, 252.5 in the postseason. San Fran has run the ball 89 times, averaging a league best 235.5 yards on the ground. They have dropped back to pass just 30 times, including sacks. So I understand in terms of the numbers, yes. Kyle Shanahan's like, we're going to try to run our way to the Super Bowl, but which sort of makes me think, is this just the okey-doke? Is he setting Kansas City up that maybe he's going to unleash Jimmy G next Sunday night?
If he hands the ball off and Mostert goes 8 yards on the first snap, he's not going to say, we got to throw it now.
You're going to find out with this Kansas City offense and their ability to score, the way they can score the football.
Sure.
That this,
they start slow a lot.
Right.
That's their issue.
But this thing could turn into a shootout where you're going to have to throw the football. And now we'll see. Let's see what Jimmy G really is.
And we'll see what Shanahan is. Making the decisions. Do we have to get away from the run? When is the point in the game when we have to get? Because I thought the Ravens got away from it too early. They started slinging it all over the field with Greg Roman and Lamar Jackson in their loss. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't think you needed to do that. You're a big play offense even with the run. You can score with the run. And the 49ers have chunk yards with the run. But I get defensive, and maybe it's because I like Jimmy. I like Brady too. They're both good. But I get defensive with this idea that he's not that good. He'll never, I think most defensive is, he'll never be good. The Brian Barrett saying, you know, he'll always be a mid-level quarterback. He'll be nothing better than Kirk Cousins.
We don't know
That's just it. We don't know.
Have a better career than Eli Manning if he stays healthy. I firmly believe that. He's a better quarterback than Eli Manning. I firmly believe that.
Now, he'll have a better winning record than Eli Manning?
That's a lock because he's on his way to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think he won't have he might not reach the big numbers because he's so old, which is weird to say. He's been around forever.
28.
He's 28.
Is he going to be able to reach, 57,000 passing
yards?
Here's
the thing, though. When you say, no. He's a young 28 in the sense that you bought a brand new model 6 years ago, and it sat in the garage for 5 years.
Somebody died and left a cover on it, and holy crap, this car's in perfect shape.
It's perfect condition.
Right, but he still will be 40 when he's 40.
Because
you know what I mean?
If you're telling me he's going to be better than Eli Manning, if he's able to win a Super Bowl, so what is he going to be, a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
He's one game away.
Not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He might be.
Wait a second. Is Eli a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. But when he is, you can say no. But when he's inducted,
I know.
That helps guys like Jimmy.
Like
that will help Jimmy Garoppolo.
Us three are all on the same Eli is not a Hall of Fame quarterback page. We're all on that page.
I think they should do away with all of Hall of Fames in all of sports.
Why?
Because I think they're so watered down.
That's the boldest take he's ever had.
No, no. I think that's saying something. I think they're so watered down. I think that people voting for them are not voting for the guy who was one of the best players during his era. It's, do I like this guy?
Yes.
Is this guy a good character person?
Right.
Or was he a bad character? It's just so what? And then they're letting, a mediocrity in there. As far as players. To say Eli Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
That's a joke.
Right. And that's why I say the Hall of Fame is a joke.
Why do we have to get rid of him? Couldn't we fix the process?
Well, in order to fix the process, that means you have to fix the people voting. And the ones that are voting are a big part of the problem because you talk about, just look recently, baseball. You have Derek Jeter, who everybody's voting for except for one guy to make him unanimous, right?
Right.
But he still doesn't. But Derek Jeter doesn't care about that.
But it just goes to show you the voting. There was one jackass that did not vote for Jeter.
Right.
Wait, how?
Hold on.
And then you let Larry Walker in.
Wiggy, how did there was two jackasses that didn't vote for Ken Griffey Jr.? How's that?
Right. So that's okay. So that you're making my point. The people that are voting for these things, they're not taking it seriously, or they're just filling out their ballots just because. And then you speak about Larry Walker. Now, I don't know him as far as, I remember him as a player, but I don't know, was he a Hall of Fame caliber player? But he has a guy who gets in, and then people make the argument he's not. So it just goes to show you that they're letting people into the Hall of Fame, especially in football, just purely, it's now all you got to do is play a long time.
That's it.
And pile up a bunch of stats and you could get in.
Hey, you know what? People talk about Pro Bowls and all this stuff and how many, it's weird. Like, and I know it's a different position, so I'm not comparing, but like Joe Horn went to more Pro Bowls than Eli Manning. Five Pro Bowls.
When I think of a Hall of Fame player, and this is the way I thought it should be, forget about what they do off the field. I don't care about that.
Correct.
When I think of a Hall of Fame player, I think of the guy. During his era, he was one of the top five players in his sports, not only just as a player, but statistically, he was top five in most categories.
Right. So we're eye to eye. I say the same thing. It's very simple. If I never thought of you among the best, you're out of even being considered.
Well, and Wiggy, when you talk about Eli Manning, to me, the biggest indictment of Eli is simple. Okay, yes, you had two great Super Bowl runs, which nobody can take away from, but let's look at the other part of it. You were 117-117. You were a 500 quarterback. You played with Jake Delhomme. Jake Delhomme had a winning record in the NFL. Yeah. So there's that.
Was that you I just saw hurdling in the Super Bowl? I don't want to interrupt, but we're watching the Super Bowl against the Panthers, and I just happened to look up, and I see this large man jumping through the air on the sideline.
Wiggy could get up.
That was after I broke a tackle.
He invented the football hurdle, you know.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Think about it. How many people are hurdling before me?
It's a fair question, right. Jermaine. I don't know.
I don't know.
But when you think of the Hall of Fame.
No, hold on. Let me make my point about Eli. So Eli, Wiggy, listen to this. He led the NFL in interceptions 3 times.
Right.
He only had 5 double-digit win seasons. He only had 4 Pro Bowls in 16 years, 0 All-Pro seasons, and listen to this, 4 one-and-dones, and he did not make the playoffs in his career out of 16 years 10 times.
Right.
10 times. That is not a Hall of Famer.
No, but they'll all go back to his winning 2 Super Bowls.
Yep.
I'm with you, Andy. It's based about when you think about that player during his era, was he one of the best players in his era where you were like, man, if you were starting franchises at every position during that era and you said, okay, you could maybe go 1 or 2 deep, maybe 2 or 3 deep, is that guy consistently there and is he then putting up the numbers to back it up?
Oh, hell no.
Not even close.
So that's
not even close.
That's the way that when I view the Hall of Fame, I look at guys like that.
Well, think about it. I brought these guys up yesterday. Nick Foles. Say he moves to some team next year. He gets on the 49ers. Let's say a team like that can run the hell out of the ball, great defense, and he wins a Super Bowl. Hall of Fame quarterback?
No.
But
he's got two Super Bowls.
He's got 2 rings. How about Joe Flacco? Maybe he goes to a team that's built around. Exactly.
Well, that's
so
Eli.
Why Eli Manning?
We know. Royal family of football. He's a man.
Correct.
New York City, the Giants.
Well, that's what.
And the biggest one is that he didn't beat. When you look at the Super Bowls overall,
right?
He didn't beat you know,
Rex
Grossman right. year the Bears
He'd be one of the greatest teams in NFL history.
Well, arguably the greatest dynasty in sports history. Right. And you beat Brady and Belichick not once but twice, and you went undefeated against both of them in the biggest game in the world, in the Super Bowl. And that's the thing that people will always look
that's
upon.
That's why I said they need to do away with all of Hall of Fame.
You're taking an axe to fix a problem that a scalpel might be
able because you can't fix the problem because the people
can't fix stupid, right?
You're right. The people that are voting and putting these guys in.
Well, what if we get rid of those people and bring in new people?
It'll just be another person who thinks the same way. Oh, you know, I don't want to let Kurt Schilling
in
because
he
had a bad tweet. Or I don't want to let Manny in because he was one of the steroid era guys. Or Barry Bonds is steroid. There will always be those. Oh, I want to let Eli in because of the Manning last name.
Yep. I can't accept that there's not a way to fix it. I just can't accept that.
There has to be a way.
Wait a second. Then tell us the solution.
Well, first of all, if you think the current voters are so flawed, remove them. Get rid of them. Come up with a new system to pick voters. In baseball, it's like, what, 10 years after you cover the team for 10 years or something, every day, blah, 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 you get a vote. And it's up to 600 or I don't even know what the number is. It's a massive number. Okay, so is that not working?
In baseball?
Yeah.
No, it's not working
okay,
in baseball.
Okay, so that system doesn't work.
No.
We can, you know, kind of figure out. Now, in football, it's 48 guys and gals. Shireen Williams, there's at least one woman in there I know of. And they sit in a room and they talk about it. It's not the baseball, just a ballot I mail in anonymously.
Right. Like a jury.
Does that work?
No.
Okay, so that system doesn't work.
Nope.
So what's the next system?
The system is this. It'll never
work. Did the blue ribbon panel work? The blue ribbon panel picked this year's, what do they call it, the centennial class. Jimmy Johnson, Bill Cowher. Bill Belichick was part of this panel. Mm-hmm. Some of the voters that are a part of the regular voting were also part of the panel. Did that panel work?
No.
Wiggy doesn't like anything.
No, because you look at this year, right?
But Jimmy Johnson should be in the Hall of Fame. But
you got Jimmy Johnson who's in the Hall of Fame.
But not Cowher. I don't think Cowher should be
in. So they went one of two on the coaches.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you got a guy like Marv Levy who's in the Hall of Fame who've never won a Super Bowl. And a guy like Marty Schottenheimer who I think is seventh all-time in wins or something ridiculous. But he's not in.
Right.
The reason why it'll never work because it's human nature and that's how people are, right? You're always going to have people that go, I've been around this guy or maybe, you know, I know this guy. And he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but so aren't people objective?
No.
People, Rich Keefe got mad at me because I kept saying I'm rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo. Nice guy.
But
I can say, oh, my God, those fumbles are hideous when he's in the pocket. And he's holding the ball down low. Why can't you be objective?
But how many people can remove themselves?
I can.
I don't even think you can because even with the Jimmy G argument, you know, even with the Jimmy G argument in the sense of he hasn't really done anything yet. But you still are saying he's going to be...
He's got a huge ceiling.
He's a quarter of the way to Eli Manning's wins in like two seasons. Eli paid 16. So I feel like that's Bill Belichick told me all the time, maybe I'm swayed by that too much. Quarterback's job is to win. That's it.
Well, there you go. But see, you might be swayed. The problem is
swayed by Belichick? That makes it a bad thing?
You're not one of those.
Human nature comes in where you can't remove and go, okay, just based on was this guy one of the best... during his era, and does he have the statistics to put himself in that category every single year?
I think we all can.
Maybe
we should do it.
But I think a lot of people can't remove because they'll be like, well, like Julian Edelman, right? Julian Edelman.
Okay, here's a system. You know relegation in soccer, right? If you're good, you bump up. If you're bad, you're bumped out, right? What if there is some... We go baseball method here where it's blind ballots. It's paper ballots. You sit down, you fill out your ballot. If you don't vote for a guy that ends up getting 80% of the vote, let's say, you lose your ballot because you're clearly not in line with what the normal thing is.
And Wiggy,
there's got to be a way.
And Wiggy, since we're just talking about Hall of
Fame. We can figure out wars and all these stupid things. We can't vote for a Hall of Fame.
Wiggy, do you know that about 5 years ago that Larry Walker got 10% of the vote. 10%.
Right. And now he's a Hall of Famer.
Now he's
in a
two-person
class.
Right. Now he's a Hall of Famer 5 years later. What happened? He didn't hit more home runs. He didn't, like, what? Like,
well, that happens in
the quants. IBWA or something.
But doesn't that happen in baseball all the time? Because you'll see it, like, Kurt Schilling is not a Hall of Famer, but he'll ultimately be a Hall of Famer. Like, every year, the percentage of him getting into the Hall of Fame goes up and up and up.
But those are also, that's a separate side issue with steroids is one, and then
politics or okay, whatever so, you want to
so,
say.
See, baseball, I think it's a little of a slippery kind of slope.
Well, they got a character clause.
Right. Because are we putting steroid...
How about a character clause among the 600 voters? How about we remove some of the bad character voters?
Are you putting steroid era guys in or not? You could make that argument. But the thing in football, it's very simple. And I always think the same way in baseball. Those people should be public. You know how you always put stuff, people who are looking for programming on TV?
Yep.
Put programming in. Put a camera in the Hall of Fame.
That would be interesting.
And so now I know why people are voting. Now I know the argument that they're making for a specific guy to get in.
But does that fix it?
No, it doesn't fix it, but then it allows me to question the person on why you're putting Eli in.
And I think there's some transparency there. Like, you know, one of the things that, and not getting too off topic here, but when we're talking about Hall of Fame is that there's no transparency. Like,
no, you don't know who are these people.
Like, they always tell us, oh, today, like for the NBA draft lottery, oh, today we had the firm of Ernst & Young here. Well, these guys could be crooks.
Right.
They were all part, like, why
that
should I trust them?
That card is cold. Patrick Ewing's going to the Knicks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why should I trust them? I want to see that everything's done on the up and up. They will never show you the lottery process. They will never show it to you. They'll show you the ping pong balls coming up. But
when
they will
fake.
When it's right. When it's made for TV, I like your idea.
And that would make people think. If they know that there's a camera and millions of people know exactly why I'm voting or why I'm not voting, at least that would make them think.
You want to know how I change it? You want to know one of my ways of doing it?
Fix it, Wiggy, fix it.
I would go to, like, you know, people that were football fans that just, you know, out at a bar, and I would say, give me the five best quarterbacks from whenever a guy got in the league from 2004 until 2018.
Where's the bar?
Who are the five most elite quarterbacks?
Where's the bar? Where is this bar located? Is it in New York City? Is it in New England?
I'd go all over.
Lots of bars.
All over the place. And just to see, because like I said, you know right away. If you came to Boston and you go, hey, who are the five best quarterbacks from, say, 2004 to 2013, I would go Aaron Rodgers.
No, Tom Brady.
I'm just saying,
buried the lead.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees.
Peyton Manning. So I'd have like four guys I knew were legit. Then I'd have to go with, let me see, was Roethlisberger, was it Philip Rivers?
Yeah, right.
But you see the point that I'm making? You know right off the bat.
That's it.
I agree.
That's it. See, here's my thing on Hall of Fame.
That's why I think it's doable.
Here's my thing
on
Hall of Fame.
You better go to these bars.
When it comes down to this, is that if you're arguing...
Bars and barbecues and barbershops.
If you're arguing about someone, whether or not they should be in, they shouldn't be in.
Ooh, I like that. The triple B's of Hall of Fame. Bars, barbecues, and barbershops. I just solved the problem.
I'm fine with it.
All right.
Wiggy solves everything.
All right. We'll get
Wiggy's
to your phone
world.
Calls
we're just living in it.
On this, on the Hall of Fame, should Eli be in? 617-779-7937. If his last name was Jones and he was just the son of an insurance guy, would he be considered a Hall of Famer? And he didn't play in New York. He played in Jacksonville. Would he be in the Hall of Fame?
Eli?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, no chance.
No chance in hell, to quote Vince
McMahon.
He'd
be Brad Johnson.
Yeah. With an extra ring. with an extra ring. All right, now it's time for trending.
You're listening to NFL Sunday. Let's get back to it with Wiggy, Hart, and James on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think just how calm he was, how, you know, everyone says he got treated like another game, but just the way that he actually did it, I mean, I was right, you know, up close and personal, just getting all the, I don't know, picking up everything I could, seeing how he went about his business and everything, and obviously, it worked out the two times that I was there with him, and so try to transfer that over to my game.
That was one James Garoppolo talking about learning from the GOAT Tom Brady as Jimmy G gets ready for his first Super Bowl as a starting quarterback, not a backup quarterback, next Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Third ring, baby.
And if he wins, that's right. And if he wins,
halfway to Brady,
future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to let you know. You know, it's a good show or a legitimate show that isn't fake when we had the exact same show for 5 minutes during the break, arguing, figuring out Wiggy's plan and the bars and the
terror.
We never stopped.
Triple B's. That's the triple B's of Hall of Fame.
So we were talking about the Hall of Fame, whether Eli deserves to be. To be in, your thoughts on that. Brady as well, Jimmy G, who now is getting his shot. You know, and you know, it's funny too. I was thinking about two quarterbacks that when you think of these two names, just the first knee-jerk reaction that comes to mind, are they Hall of Famers if their careers ended today and one of them is looks like it could be over? Cam Newton.
No.
No. Matt Ryan.
No.
No. Okay. And then, and I'm just saying, because they're two
That's
MVPs.
That's how simple it is.
Yeah. They're two MVPs.
It can change, though, right?
It can change.
Like, if Matt Ryan went on a run and won two or three Super Bowls and got, you know, an MVP, and you're
sure.
like, oh, wow,
sure.
what a nice late career surge.
It could change.
But he's still, I never looked and go, okay, if I had a name, my top five quarterbacks, Matt Ryan was never in the list.
He's almost always higher than Eli, and he's on the cusp. I would say he's been on that cusp.
Right. I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. We're talking about, is he a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Right. So what I'm saying is, if he had a three-year run where he goes to three straight Super Bowls, wins two of them, he's probably, for that run, among the best quarterbacks in the game. And you go, and then those other years, he was really close. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, you would look at his numbers on that three-year run. You'd say, he's still putting up those numbers. Then those other years, you would go, okay, yeah, he has to go in the Hall of Fame because of Eli or this one being in there.
See, I don't like that argument.
But
I don't like the comparison. I don't care.
That's why I said it's already watered down, so there's no change in it, and the only way you change it is you eliminate it.
I think you should have blinders on. The guy should have to stand on his own credentials, not, oh, we made a mistake in 1978 and put this guy in, so now we're in 20 years later, we're going to put the other. No. Was he a Hall of Famer? Yes or no?
Wiggy, most of the movies that come out are bad, but you don't eliminate making movies. You can't just eliminate the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Oh, well, you can't eliminate making movies. Then you don't make movies.
There are some that should have been eliminated.
Well, yeah, like I said, like 80% of them. 617-779-7937. What are your thoughts on that? Mark in Maine, you're on NFL Sunday. What's up, Mark?
Hello, am I on there? This is Mark.
Yes, hey, Mark. This is Mark. What's up?
Okay, I'm very glad to get on there. I can't tell you how much I would be against even the thought of putting this guy into the Hall of Fame. And these people in New York...
Oh, you mean this guy being Eli?
I'm talking about Eli,
yep.
obviously.
Okay,
right?
Yep.
Okay. To these people in New York who keep going back to the two Super Bowls, are they ignorant of the fact that it took two things for those games? Welker dropped the pass. Ask Wiggy, he would catch his 99 out of 100. And David Tyree catches the ball off his helmet, but they give Eli the credit. And to go a step further than that, Adelius Thomas, a lot of these young guys don't even know who he is. They got him from Baltimore, I believe, that year. He had Eli in the grasp. They didn't sell the thing.
I went back and watched. It was Seymour and Jarvis Green had him.
I thought it was Adelius Thomas that had a good hold of him.
Seymour and Jarvis, but 93-97.
Every Super Bowl has plays here or there. Could have gone. I mean, certainly in New England, where you've won every Super Bowl by 3 points, it's hard to go nitpick.
But Mark, he should have been down. To your point, doesn't matter who had him, he should have been in the grasp.
I'm not a better, but I'd almost bet that Adelius Thomas had something to do with that. But anyways, in closing, now it might sound comical, but I really mean this. I would lose all respect for the Hall of Fame because this would cheapen it, okay? And the other thing is that if I was a Hall of Famer, well, that is comical, I would be ashamed to be in there if this guy's in there.
Wow.
This guy, well, he's got, how many times under pressure did he just fold like a suitcase and just drop to the ground?
Right. Mark? You know, it comes down.
Joe Namath's in there, so.
I know.
Yeah, there's always going to be people. I
know.
I think Tony Dungy's a guy that shouldn't be in there.
You and I talked about Dungy and Cower.
So.
We would take Andy Reid and Schottenheimer over both of them.
No question. So there's always going to be guys you may.
Well, that's why
in
I said,
the ideal world,
it?
There shouldn't be. But there's always going to be guys.
Right, and that's why I don't think you can fix it, because it's just over time, it's gotten more and more watered down.
Well, because it's always going to be, qualitative is the word? Like, it's always based on opinion. You can't just say, baseball tried to do this forever. There were certain numbers, right? 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, whatever the you're a Hall of Famer. And then that kind of went away with the steroid era and numbers mm-hmm. changing. So it's not like you can say, if your career passer rating of 102.
Yeah,
you're a Hall
right.
of Famer.
Yeah.
No. Well, the quarterback pass rating in the 70s and 80s is different than the 90s. All of a sudden they change the rules. You can't touch a receiver. You can't do this.
When I give you your career passer rating, right, and then I go, okay, this career passer rating is, I'm just throwing this out, even though it is Ryan Tannehill, it shouldn't be based on a blind stat, right?
Right. I would argue if you ever have to give a stat, the guy's not a Hall of Famer. No stats are needed for Hall of Famers.
If I said, here's your career.
You watched it, you saw it, you know it.
If I said, here's your career passer rating, and then I said, Russell Wilson, you'd go, oh, okay, yeah, he was one of the best during his
era.
I don't think numbers should be used at all.
Personally,
I told you.
I watched the game. He was really good. He dominated for six years.
My three B's of the Hall of Fame. Barbecue, bars, and barbershops.
I don't mind that.
Boobs, butts, beer. Wait, what?
Yeah, 617-779-7937. Stephen Fall River. What's up, Steve?
Oh, I'm all right. I don't think this should be that. I don't think anybody should be ashamed if he like gets in. He's one of these guys, like Ricky said, he's the watered down. He's the next level of what should be a Hall of Famer, like Tony Perez in the baseball.
Well, here's the thing, Steve. Let me ask you this.
Kurt Schilling, let me say, a guy that he's the next level down.
Okay, Steve,
hold on. You know what they should do then? Then they should separate that in the Hall of Fame. They should distinguish that.
Different wings?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, tiers do it.
Almost.
Teams already do it. Right. You get a statue if you're Tom Brady. You get a road if you might get a Ring of Honor mentioned down the end if you're a different player. Teams already do this.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer?
I would say he is.
But he wouldn't make my Hall of Fame.
Really?
No.
Well, you asked the question. It's from the 2000 to 2013, I would say he's been
I think
he's been in most people's top five or top seven.
I'm not saying that he's not, but I think most people, that makes him in. But here's what I would say. I think most people would when he say Ben Roethlisberger, they would go, maybe they would
wait
make
a minute,
the
though.
Argument.
So we can't have Wiggy run his own system. He came up with the bars, barbecue and barbershop. But Wiggy, somebody just handed him a ballot that says Ben Roethlisberger. Wiggy would say,
I don't think a Ben Roethlisberger is.
It's not your decision to make if you open it up to the bars, barbecue.
But the criteria would be for when we do open it up to the bars, barbecue. If we have to debate over whether or not this guy's a Hall of Famer.
But Steve didn't. And you told me he was wrong.
No, but I'm saying I would debate that.
No, but if you're running this system, would you throw out ballots? Would you fix it?
No. I would look and go, I would base it. I go, okay, Steve is a yes on a Ben Roethlisberger. But then I might have three or four other people that would know, or they had to debate it. Then I would go, that guy's not a Hall of Famer. There's no debating Drew Brees, Tom Brady,
Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but I also think we're a little bit in the recency bias with Roethlisberger. He's coming off a couple down years, injured years. If he won the Super Bowl this year, if he was in the Super Bowl instead of the Chiefs this year, you might look at it differently. Now he's going for his third ring.
Let's say two, three years ago, right? Do you think, and I'm just asking you guys this question, do you think that if you threw that the majority of people would instantly go to Ben Roethlisberger, would he be more of like,
second tier.
Yes, that's my point. Okay, so
now your hall is getting smaller and smaller. But you also can't have a Hall of Fame class every year because you won't have all yeses every year.
That's the purpose of the Hall of Fame.
But that's the thing. I want quality over quantity.
Okay.
Right. That's it.
But I'm just saying from a planning perspective, you might go 2 years and there's nobody in the Hall of Fame.
All right, we'll continue to debate this. 617-779.
With nobody going in.
7937. Here's a clarification on that play. Adalius Thomas was being held.
Right.
But Jarvis Green and Richard Seymour had him in the grasp.
Right.
They had him. I went and watched it the other night. It was 93 and 97. So I want to tell you, who was it? It was Jarvis Green. They had him.
Right.
Yeah. Adalius Thomas.
I knew it was Jarvis Green. I didn't remember if it was Jarvis Green or I was getting Ty Warren confused.
Right.
I knew one of them had him first.
Yep.
And then Seymour got him later.
And Adalius Thomas was being held. I mean, egregiously held.
But like, they're also going to let him play in that situation.
Right. But you can't look at that play because, like you said, then you could say, well, what about the Asante Samuels?
Then you go,
Bill, why are you playing man-to-man coverage and leaving Ellis Hobb one-on-one with Plaxico Burress, and then he runs a slant and go fade.
Hey, everybody remembers Asante Samuel, which was sort of like the Welker thing in 2011. He should have caught the ball. Brandon Merriweather also had a ball that he should have picked.
But I think the Asante Samuels play came before the Jarvis Green and Seymour.
It did.
So
it
with Welker, there was it no really.
Right.
There was no next play
no,
after that.
No. All right. Wiggy, Hart, James, NFL Sunday. We'll keep it locked here. Don't go anywhere. James Wiggy Hart, or as someone called us the NFL Sunday Show, Jaws, James Andy Wiggy Show.
Jaws.
Jaws. Okay. So there's that.
I'll take middle billing. I don't know why he gets top billing.
No. Someone on the someone did this a few weeks ago. They call it the Jaws, like just Jaws.
Okay.
I'm going to come up with another one with A as first.
Well, I don't think you could really
with A. Look at Johnny. Johnny Anderson's on his game today.
It'd have to be more of an acronym with if A was starting in the front.
Yeah, probably doesn't work.
See that?
I would argue the best.
Bump.
What do we argue? What was this called? Score? Best score? Most memorable score?
Yeah.
In film history.
This one. This one, or we also got into Rocky.
You guys tried to tell me Halloween. I still don't even know
Halloween
what it is.
Although
I got mad because I went home and played it for my wife, and she goes, oh, yeah, I know that. And I was like, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's seen it.
You would be in the minority of people who wouldn't know the Halloween theme song, theme music.
Yeah. I mean, of course, man. And you get great. I'm surprised you never saw it. I just can't see it when I meet someone and they've never watched Goodfellas. That bothers me.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. Because it's a must-see.
So if you went on a blind date and she goes, no.
No. I'm talking about just like guys you meet in general, not girls, but guys.
Yeah, but I think it depends on how.
You've never seen Goodfellas, really?
I think it depends on how old that person is you meet.
Goodfellas, I don't care how old you are. Goodfellas, it's a must-see.
It's a strange rule he has.
But no, if you're 27,
right.
It might not be a must-see. I mean, 27, if you're 27, then that means you were born in, what, 92?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Goodfellas came out in
90.
In 90.
But Wiggy, I mean, okay, by that, The Godfather and Exorcist and Jaws were born, but I still watched them.
Who's this Babe Ruth guy?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I never saw him play with.
Look at John Anderson. By the way, right here, you know what? The Exorcist.
Right, but the other thing you have to think about.
I'm not familiar.
Think about this.
Oh, yeah, I am.
When are you watching movies? Like, what's a good height of your.
High school and college.
Okay, so high school and college. So 14 to 18, whatever it may be.
22.
When we were in high school and college, there wasn't as many media platforms. There wasn't as many.
Sure.
You were able to see these movies.
Right.
Now, there's so many platforms.
Yeah, I understand. More people are going to watch something on Netflix than they.
So now it's like, okay, you can go to AMC and watch The Exorcist, or you could go to TBS and watch The Avengers.
You could go to Netflix and watch The Irishman.
No, I'm just saying that are on television, and you're in a high school or college. How many people are really going to go watch The Exorcist versus they're going to shoot over
to Avengers?
To Avengers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing.
Well, that's the problem.
It off of your age.
But here's the thing, Wiggy. But by that token, then those people also didn't grow up on Michael Jordan. I'd still suggest they go back and watch
him. Michael Jordan is in your face.
Okay.
Like, when you think of The Exorcist and
No, I understand.
I got a counter to your point, which surprised me last night. My son rode over to some friend's house. They were just hanging out, and he comes back and he said, oh, you know what we went back and watched the original It.
Okay.
And like, I wouldn't have expected them to have watched that, like,
you know what,
screwing around.
But the reason why
because they saw the new one.
So if you watch the new one, you go, oh, this was based on.
So if they remake Goodfellas, maybe they'll go back to watch the original.
By the way, don't even, that's
it's the same,
that's,
it's
blasphemous,
like, that's
don't
why
even
I said
joke about
with
that.
Halloween is still current.
Right.
So people now might go like, oh, man, this was based on, let me go watch the original.
Plus, it has the benefit of a holiday when it becomes inappropriate. Yeah,
right, but
like,
movies that are like remade or whatever, they have the ability for people to go, oh, let me go back and like Goodfellas, The Godfather, they're not remakes of anything now. So,
well, and they should never be remade. Thankfully, Steven Spielberg said that Jaws will never be remade. So that's a good thing as well. Let's just keep it.
Is that true? Because at some point he dies, somebody sells it, somebody holds up a certain amount of money, slaps him in the face with it, and he goes, okay.
But think about it.
Steven Spielberg will never die.
Hasn't it been remade a bunch of times?
Well, what with the sequels?
No,
with like Meg and all that crap.
47 meters below.
I liked the Meg one. Was sneaky good. Is that the one with Jason Statham?
Yeah.
I kind of like
Giant Shark. How many Shark movies have...
No. There's only one. It's Jaws.
Yeah, but there's a million of them out there.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I know, but there's only one.
There was the one that they did on Shark Week on, what is that, TLC or whatever.
Sharknado.
And they... Where they didn't tell people, like, they played it off like it was a documentary the first time it aired, and people were like, wait, is this real or is this not real? Like, because they didn't
It was like a movie, though?
Yeah, and it was a movie. I mean, it was The Meg. The Meg is the big thing now. Yeah, that real big prehistoric
Yeah. Well, there was 47 meters, and then there was 48 meters.
Right.
Where they're scuba diving in the shock. So, I mean, there's a ton of shock
moves. Yeah. There's no remake.
We're
of good
flashing
fun.
Lights, and we didn't mention sports for no, 1 second.
No, I know.
In that
it's
second.
Great. NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price, Kaplansky.com, and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers in Needham Bank. We will be back on the other side. The Hall of Fame. Wiggy says eliminate all of them. Get rid of all of them. Let them go. Eli, should he be in? I can't believe all three of us are in agreement. Eli should not be in. But we'll get to that. Jimmy G going to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady watching the Super Bowl for the first time since the Broncos played the Panthers. That's how long it's been. All that and more. NFL Sunday. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.